Good morning.
Hey. I forgot to get all mic'd up, so I'll just hold it old school. God is good. There are so many things, like, I've just been on this kind of conversation momentum with the Lord, and a lot of times when you're in there and you're like, oh my gosh, let's talk about whatever you're experiencing with the Lord. And, you know, I had this opportunity, like, oh my gosh, we're going to just talk about joy. It's going to be so exciting. And then when I walked in, he's like, no, don't do that. And I'm like, what? This was my one time to talk about, like, joy is going to be amazing. And it's not that, I don't know, God is just going somewhere and he's pulling on Ephesians, and we'll get to that. But the room is just, the Holy Spirit is so real. And so you guys just press in. Just jump in right now. And just, even if you have to just close your eyes and close your ears and whatever, even if you hear nothing that I say, I don't really care about that. Because I just want you to enter into the Holy Spirit. Because if this whole morning, if everyone's worship was just to excite the heart of God so that you could jump into the Holy Spirit, amen, that was it. And what about the word that we prepared? Listen, the experience of receiving the love of God is so much greater. It's so real. I was just worshiping and all the way in just praying, and Pastor Becky came up to me right before I came up, and she just comes and she whispers, there's a whole host of angels in here, and it's not just for you. And she starts going, it took me a second, because as soon as she leaned in, I was like in the spirit, and she says, there's a whole, I'm like, there's a whole word, oh my, oh no, host of, oh, okay, whew. Oh, good. Yeah, try to take me out of the spirit. Wait a minute. You are Christ's. We are Christ's. We belong to him. Do you ever feel that? That you belong to Christ? You ever not feel like that? Possession is not about feeling. He doesn't care whether you feel it or not. Like, oh, I don't feel like belonging to you today. Like, oh, really? That's cool. You're mine. The deeper you get into a relationship with God, I just want you to try this. No, don't, but whatever. But you will. You get deeper and deeper into a relationship, and you're in this marriage with God. And then God asks you to do something. But you're not in the right mood to do what God is asking you to do. We've been there in any kind of other relationship, but just, you're sitting in the relationship with God, and God starts to lead you in a direction. You're like, oh, no, 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 I'm not doing that right now. I'm like, this is not the appropriate time. I'm just trying to relax, God. Like, why are you getting all holy right now? I don't want to do this right now. I'm not really talking to you right now. I'm just kind of, I need a vacation. And he goes, cool. So anyway, like I was saying, and he just continues. Because it's not about feeling. A relationship is not just about feeling. Because we would have no relationships if it was. Because our feelings change all the time. But the possession that God has, that, like, I own you. Not in a, like, slave master type of way. In a way where you're mine. Have you ever been so possessive of something? Like, your love, you love something so much that you just take ownership of it. It could be a person. That you love that person so much that you start to take ownership. This is the kingdom of God. This is the spirit of adoption, where he loves with such intensity that he starts to take possession of you. Not like, well, I paid for you out of my spirit dollars. No, I paid in love. It wasn't just a one-time transaction. It wasn't the one time, well, I died on a cross one time. Yes, he did, but the buildup, like, he created, and then he walked us through this entire place, and then he said, you know what? I love you so much that I can't even let you go through this, that I'm going to become a man. I'm going to become part of the creation forever. Because I, the love is so real that I have to own this thing, this relationship. We are Christ's. We belong to him. And if you haven't seen, like, for me, the visual I get a lot of times with their movies or TV shows or cartoons. And so, Toy Story, you don't see too much of Andy, the owner. Most of the story is actually about the possessed, the owned, the toys. But no matter what they do, you can get lost, you can get distracted, you can be somewhere else, but you look down and his name is right there. I don't even know where I am, God. I still own you. Life is scary right now. That's cool. I own you. Because, see, the owner in that context, Andy was the owner. Andy was the child who owned the toys. But other owners, like the next door neighbor, he's a crazy person. That ownership was about control and, like, destruction, or the love and the ownership and the possession that Andy had for his toys. It's like, I love you. I can't even give you away. I don't want to give you away. I'm not giving you away. But what if I don't feel used? What if somebody else comes along and they're new and they have a fresh outpouring and I have a stank old pouring? Oh, man, God, you love them more now because they are fresh. The love of God is not conditional. It's unconditional. It is without condition. There are no situations that dictate whether or not God loves you. The answer is yes. Our job is to open up. Our job is to begin receiving the love of God. It's really hard to become your identity, to become Christ, when you're not receiving love. It's not that Christ is not loving. A lot of times we just aren't receiving love. A lot of times it's situational. Isn't that weird? That the love of God is without condition, but we put conditions on our receiving his love. That's weird. He never stops. His love never turns off. But we go, I don't want to do that right now. I don't want to talk to you right now. Oh, I can't. You don't understand because, and this is just for the idea of being in a relationship and being an active believer and wanting that You ever feel like there's more of you, you just haven't unlocked it yet? I'm a bigger person. I'm a larger creation. I know I'm created for more than this. But what we end up doing is remaining in the situation and saying, okay, when I get to X, Y, whatever, I'm going to enter into my fulfillment. I'll become the fullness that I was created to be. Oh, so you're situational? You're conditional. But see, Christ is forever. The truth, he is the truth, is not changing. He didn't wait. What would be the best time for Jesus to show up? Right now. Yeah. You imagine that, I don't know what Holy Spirit and God and Christ are all doing in heaven, like the ultimate rock, paper, scissors game or what, I don't know. Like they're up there. Or there, I don't know, it's even up, whatever, we'll just. This feels like a good time. Jesus, you want to walk the earth now? I think it's now. You want to do it right now? Yeah, I mean, it's just a perfect time for me because my chosen people don't really follow me that well. And my chosen people are actually secondary citizens. Yeah, let's do it. What? Situation happens. There's no good time to love. There's no good time to receive love or to give love or to be in love. But love is not conditional, so it actually does not matter. If we can get outside of our heads and get into the presence of Holy Spirit, your head, it has all kind of thoughts. What you know right now and what you think about right now is everything. It's a lie. Everything in your head right now is fact, and you don't understand because this is real, but it's different than what was last week. So last week was not real now. So are you lying now? Or you just recognize that what you were living in was not fact, was not truth, and now that you're in the present, so you can, your whatever's in your head, get out of your head and get into Holy Spirit. You know what's not changing? Holy Spirit. There's so many things that talk about the character of God. Love does not talk about the character of God. Love. It says God is love. We end up distracting ourselves. And in that, sometimes we forget that we are owned by Christ. So we don't walk like we're owned. We don't walk like we're just inundated with love. With a God that's more than enough, because the amount that fills you of love, he goes over that. Just in case. Here's a little midnight snack of love, just in case you wake up and like, am I? Yep, still loved. God is a God of more than enough, and that especially includes his love. But we forget, because we close ourselves to receiving. And then we, as believers, stay focused on Christianity, so we still have all the ideas of what we need to be Christians, so we still declare scripture, or we still stand on promise. We still say, well, my identity is Christ. Have you ever met somebody who declares their identity? But they've never been that thing. I use an example, I think last week, a couple weeks ago in the back. It's like when a little girl, she's like 3 or 4, maybe 5, it doesn't matter. She's a mom, right? And she has a little baby. She's like, no, this is my baby, and I love her, and I bathed her, and oh my gosh, graham crackers. And she starts dragging that little baby by the little ankle. And I'm like, oh my gosh, your baby is hitting his head. Oh, shoot. Okay, but you should, oh, okay. You have a ways to go before you become a mom, a real mom. Like, I love my baby. Really? Because it's pretty dirty. And it's got all these gashes right here. And it's just like gravel sitting in. That's what we end up, how we end up operating when we keep declaring something rather than just entering into the presence of Holy Spirit and becoming who he is. Just let Holy Spirit be Holy Spirit. Just receive love and give love and receive love and give love. Originally, I wanted to talk about joy, and I know Pastor Steve is moving in a joy direction anyway, so yay. Hopefully you'll get that at the Power Conference. Shout out to the Power Conference. You guys should be there. It's not enough to know who Christ is or to believe. We need to know his love and receive it. Ephesians 1:3. I'm just going to try to break down some of Ephesians 1 real quick. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. Oh, should I wait? You can shout amen when you, okay. Just for no reason, just shout amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Stop right there. Christ wants us reconnected to heaven. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Christ is not limiting our access to heaven. He is our access to heaven. You can go to 4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the pleasure of his will. So, the predestined part has to do with love and adoption. I've already predetermined that I want to love everybody. I've already predetermined that I will adopt everyone who will receive my love. Adoption's not easy. Most of the time, it's because the person that is being adopted has walls up. Something came before the adoption, so there's barriers, there's fear, there's hurt, there's doubt, there's anger. God knows all that. And he's still saying yes. And he's saying, I knew all of that before, but my love is not conditional. Because only happy people can love Jesus and get into heaven. Nope. What about all the angry people? No, no. They're too angry for church. Well, they're great for heaven. If you receive the love, that's your relationship. Moses was one of the angriest people in Scripture. Not like, hey, we're angry in our mind. Ooh, darn. Not that. Not that, like, Christian anger. Jeez. I'm going to go fast. No, no, no. What? I'm one of the chosen people? Oh, are you hating on the chosen people? Die! Like, and then he kills somebody. Like, what? Wait a minute. Throughout the whole thing. You know, the Bible says that they argued for the bones of Moses. But he was angry. He didn't even make it into the promised land. What? That means the enemy wants you. But Jesus is willing to argue your case. He's not going to let it go. No, you don't understand my love, because I will pull on the relationship that I've had with this person. That's why one of my favorite characters in the Bible is the guy who's getting crucified right next to Jesus. What kind of relationship was that? It's a short one. But it's respect and honor. How holy was that dude? Holy enough to get crucified. Like, I don't know. Like, he's being punished. Hey, shut up. We deserve to be here. He does not. If that's where you are in your relationship with God, then be there. Because he was present in the presence of Christ. There were a lot of people who were there around Jesus, but they weren't present in the presence of Christ. You know, Holy Spirit, he's in here, omnipresent. Hi. Holy Spirit can open up heaven in this room. Do you know how many things would distract you from just being present as heaven is open? These shoes are a little small. Oh man, I had spinach this morning. Is there something? And I'm like, what? Heaven is open. I know. Can you check my teeth? Like, it smells different in here. Did you change your soap? Like, oh my gosh, what are you doing right now? You understand the distractions. Most of them are us. Because God is 100%. Other people can be in heaven. And you're going, hey, so did you watch Big Brother last night? Like, oh my gosh. And they're like, can you be quiet? I'm in heaven right now. Like, oh, okay. Do you have DVR? Are you going to watch it later? Like, we have to open up and receive. We have to choose, yes. We have to be aware of what Holy Spirit is doing. Because like Pastor Becky said, oh, there's a whole host of angels in here. And some of us are going, oh, my tummy is a little empty. I wonder if they're making bacon today. Maybe, I don't know. How quickly can we jump back into the presence? Life is going to happen. Distractions will happen. That's life. So what? How quickly can you jump back in? Or how long do you fall out of the discernment and the presence, and then you forget? Where? You ever spend your whole entire day and it feels like 30 years in IKEA, and you're so lost because they don't have windows, and it feels like post-apocalyptic marketplace or whatever, because there's no straight lines. Everything is a maze, and you're like, I'm never getting out of here. No, Lord. You know, like, the walls are too thick. I can't ascend from here. Like, it's just chaos. And then you're in there so long, or wherever, and you come out and you're like, where did I park? You do that? The longer you're away, if you run in, a lot of times if you run into a store, whatever the store is, fine, it can be IKEA, I don't care. The longer you're away from your car, you forget where you parked. If you run in for one thing and actually get one thing, I don't know many people who do, but it doesn't matter. Target is, anyway. So you go in for one thing. If you actually get out and purchase one thing, you know exactly where your car is. You were just there. If a distraction happens in your life and brings you out of the presence of God and you go right back, you know exactly where you were. And you can keep moving with the Lord. The longer we allow interruptions to happen and give, well, you don't understand. So I just sold a plot of land. But I just got married, Lord. I have to bury my father. This is scripture. I'm just like, where are these examples coming from? This is the Bible. Just the longer we wait and then we turn around, like, where did God part? Hold on. I wonder if there's an app to find how to get back into the presence of God. Go to Ephesians 1:9. Having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. So there's a mystery of the will of God. The world knows. Why are we created? I wonder. He made known to us the mystery of his will. What is his will? What is his desire? To love and to be loved, to love and to be loved. That's not a mystery. It's pretty clear if you look at and read who Christ was when he walked the earth, who Christ was when he created the earth as a triune God, even the movement of like the structured, disciplined hand of God the Father throughout the Old Testament, it was still in love. And the freedom of Holy Spirit, and like, wow, what? He's so free and we could do all things and oh, I just don't know what to do. And what if he just, love, 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 love. The will of God is not a mystery. Amen. According to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. He's not separating us from heaven. Christ is saying, I want to bring everything together that I love and that receives my love. And loves me back, all things. I want to bring all things together. Don't you think that everything in heaven loves Christ? Okay, so that's not the issue. So, what about the things on earth? Well, the rocks cry out to him, so it's not the rocks. Duck, duck, goose, it's us! All things in Christ. And we're like, well, I don't even know. I don't really know what I'm doing with my Saturday. So I don't know. I'll get back to you, God. Let me look at my schedule and see if I can fit you in. Because I really do love you. But if you box God into scheduled time, that is a date. And you fancy yourself up and make sure you smell good. And don't eat too much, because they will judge you. That's a date. There's nothing wrong with a date. Eventually, you get to the place where you're always there because you're married. And then you have special occasions that are also dates, but your whole entire existence, your whole entire relationship is not based on this boxed-in time where I fancy myself up and look a certain way and smile and nod and tuck my shirt in and part my hair just right. And I say, holy are you, brethren, good welcome to church, hallelujah, whatever. And then when you leave, you're like, woo, oh man, these pants are too tight. I gotta unbutton this. This is not really who I am. There's nothing wrong with that if that's where you are right now. Just know that where you would like to go is not be like, hey, yeah, this is my significant other. We've been dating for 18 years. You don't want that relationship with God. Those are the people that the Bible says, depart from me, for I never knew you, because they've done so many things about Jesus, around Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. But we've dated for like 18 years, God. I know, but you never committed. So it's really not even condemnation. It's not, it's just like you just chose. So what? I'm just honoring you. How crazy is that? That Jesus honors us in death, even. Like, I don't want to know you, Jesus. And then you die, like, Jesus, I want to know. I'm just honoring you. What are you talking about? Like, why would you want to be with me? Do you see what I'm saying? We have an opportunity to receive the love because it's for everyone. Last scripture, Ephesians 1:13. In him, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You have Andy written on your foot. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You don't get lost. He doesn't lose you. Like, I know I had another person who loved me somewhere. Holy Spirit, can you check the couch cushions? I'm missing. Jesus does not lose you because you're sealed. You're stamped. And whatever adventure, whatever life, whatever turmoil, whatever distraction that happens does not take, it doesn't wipe the seal away. We have to remember who we are. We have to remember that who we are the receivers of the love of God. Have you ever been walking down the street? No? Have you ever been... Hey, now for commercial break. Have you ever walked wherever? You're in a mall. You're walking down the street. You're at Taco Bell. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You're just in public, and somebody gives you a compliment. Somebody just speaks on... whatever, your hair, your face, your interaction with other people, and they just stop you to tell you that they're pleased with you. Has that happened to you before? If not, talk to me after, and I'll just give you a random compliment. You just mix up in a bowl, like, here, your face is... happy, like whatever, I don't know. The point is when you leave that interaction, because you have received something called love. You walk differently. Your day changes. Someone interrupted what they were. I still stink like Taco Bell, but I stink good. There's nothing you can do. You eat Taco Bell or Chipotle or Baja Fresh, and it's forever on your face. Like, what is that? It doesn't matter because that's no longer a distraction. Because you've received love. And all of a sudden, you walk differently. You interact with other people differently. You go home and read the newspaper or watch the news or whatever you're going to do at home, and it has nothing to do with that person who stopped you. It just has to do with the fact that you received love and now you're a different person. And God is going, hey, you're incredible. Hey, I just want to stop. Whatever you're doing right now, I just want you to know I'm pleased with you. We're going, oh my gosh, God keeps trying to distract me from being, oh my gosh, he's so pleased with me. But look at this thing that I've done, and look how I can't figure out how to pay my bills. Or look how, oh my gosh, and I didn't get to do this. Oh, the Christian thing to do was right here, and I didn't do it. And God goes, shh, I just want you to receive this love real quick. I want us to see that it's easy to receive love from a stranger and let a stranger's love change our day. And it's harder when you get close to someone. You ever received that same word from your parents? You are so beautiful. You're supposed to say that. Bye. Or from your spouse, whatever. You can fill in the blank. The people that are close to you. It doesn't have the same effect. God is God. He's got to love people. He loves everybody or whatever. I know, but if you don't receive it, what has the love done? Has it become you? That's what I'm saying, is that you can be interrupted in your day by love, and that love for the day is like a little piece of manna, and it will actually change you. It will actually fill you, and just you'll walk differently. But what Jesus was saying is like, don't be thirsty and come get this natural water. I have water that will never end. I have living water. I'm eternity. And if you can receive my love, it will forever change your identity. You don't have to keep walking out and going, okay, let me dress a certain way and smell a certain way and look a certain way and act a certain way to make sure that somebody notices me so that I can receive love, so I can feel good about myself. I'm not waiting for other people to invest into me, and it's awesome if they do, praise God, but if they don't, I have the love of Christ. And I continue to receive the love of Christ until I become Christ-like. Until my identity becomes Christ. Until I'm reminded that I'm owned because his love is so real, it's possessive. But I'm not trying to become Christ. I can't. Well, I'll just go and walk on water. It doesn't work like that. I mean, if it does, let me know. That's awesome. But let's connect with Christ. Let's enter into the place where Holy Spirit has reign. A reign is a rule or to lead in a straight line. What rain means, R-E-I-G-N. It means to rule or to lead in a straight line, like when you have reins on an animal. We have to figure out, like, is God going to lead me or I'm going to lead myself? Is God going to lead me or my situations are going to lead me? Is God going to lead me or my history, where I was born, who I was born to, and the house or the family or the race or the culture or the class or the whatever, that's going to lead me? Is God going to lead me or my ideas for the future are going to lead me? Well, you don't understand, God. If I can just position myself right here, I'm going to love you and I'm going to be led by you. And you start walking in this direction. But look, your finger actually never lands in the present and you just continue to say, God, if I could just get right here, and you never actually get to the present where you are allowing God to lead you. We choose right now. And then the next 5 seconds when we forget, squirrel. And we're so deep in the presence of the Holy Spirit and like, oh my gosh, God is good. And somebody texts you that someone in your family is going through something, or someone has passed away, or someone got into a car accident, or the bank calls you and says, hey, your check didn't go through and you didn't pay your mortgage and now you have fines and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh no, okay. Sorry, Holy Spirit, I can't be with you now. I don't know when I'll get back to love you again. I have to go pay my mortgage. Holy Spirit is right now. The love of God is right now. Be in the presence. Be a multitasker. Some people say it doesn't exist. For me, multitasking exists. I sit in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and some people are talking to me, or life is happening, and I'm like, yes, that's true. And I'm just like in this deep conversation with God. There's nothing wrong with that. And if people go, I'm sorry, it's almost like you're in another conversation. I am. Fully talking to God right now, not even gonna lie. You might have to repeat what you're gonna say again, because I'm talking to all three. It's a triune God. We're having three conversations right now, and yours is good, but it's not God. So you might have to email me or text me so that there's proof that we had this conversation, because priority says that my identity comes from this love of Christ that I have right here. And whatever is happening in this conversation is so good, but I just want to make sure that I don't leave my God. Practice until you get good at it. Am I supposed to be done now? I can be if you want. All right. No. School started again. I'm closing. I promise. School started again, and that means kids are back on schedule, and there's a time that they wake up and blah, 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 et cetera. Great. That's awesome for my family. I'm like, yes. You guys need to go get educated, because I just need to be with God. And not with you. So we also switched a bunch of things around at church to where our prayer times where we pray as a unit changed to Wednesdays, and our meeting times. And so I'm like, okay, cool. So normally it's Tuesdays, now it's Wednesdays, babysitting, who's getting the kids, etc. And so I didn't have that figured out yet. That's hard to do, figure out babysitting. And so I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll be there at 3, because that's the meeting. And I get my kids at 2:35. I'm like, I could do this. Uncle Peter, can you give me a ride home? No, because I got to go be at church. Yes, get in the car, drop you off. Okay, yeah, we can do this down the hill. Why is there so much traffic in the afternoon? What do you guys, not have jobs? Move. It's too late for lunch. Move. traffic, got to drop them off. Of course, I have to go to Solmes. And so I get this text, and Rosie, in the nicest Rosie way possible, she's just being Rosie, like, hey, are you on your way? And I'm like, oh, condemnation! I'm like, okay, because the meeting starts at 3, and it's 3:15, and I'm down the grade, and I have to go to Solmes and drop them off and come back. I'm like, yes, I will be there in just a minute. The thing is, my entire day that I dropped the kids off at school, I had been in the presence of God the whole day. I'm running errands, I'm in and out of the car, and everything is like, oh, yeah, 1840, whatever. Yeah, like the whole day. And then I'm coming down the grade, and I'm like, condemnation, Rosie, no. And like, no, it's not about Rosie. It's not even about the text. She could have said, blessings and grace to you. It doesn't matter what she said. I was already feeling this pull to come out of the presence of God. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be late. I love you, Lord. And I spent the next amount of time. So our 1 hour meeting, I was there for 12 minutes, I think. It was so good. And I got into that meeting. I don't know. I'm not going to rush. And the thing that we do is try to quickly become who we are in the natural. You in the natural without God is not attractive. I just want you to know that I'm just being so real. You might think it works. It does not. And so some of us without God, we go into this place of like anger and like, you guys, we need to do this. That's some people. Cool, whatever. Some get into fear. Some of us perform. Right? So the easiest thing for me to do in the natural would go into this meeting 45 minutes late and go, hey, whatever, like, get out of here. You know, like, I'm not doing any of that stupid stuff. Like, I don't want to be me without Holy Spirit because it's dumb. It's lacking. So I'm like, God, I just want to be with you. Walk into that meeting, attentive to Holy Spirit. Like, wow, this seems like a good meeting. I don't know in the natural what has happened, but in the spirit, this is good. 12 minutes, 15 minutes. Then we go into an hour of prayer. Prayer was incredible. For me, I'm saying. You know how you can get pulled out of the Spirit of God and then you go to pray and you're like, ah, God, heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me. Like, that's your prayer, just as Michael Jackson scripture. Like, what is happening right now? You just start quoting stupidity. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do this. I don't have time to waste an hour pretending to be Christian. I'm going to be in the presence of my God who loves me, who has mighty, incredible things to do and to say. And then we go into this prayer, and I'm like, woo, this is a good prayer. Holla, like, thank you so much. Sorry I was late. And obviously, Pastor Steve, Pastor Brian, they already were aware that I'm still figuring out life. I have a slow learning curve. You guys, distractions distract. So what? If they distract, if they take you off of the track that you're... get back on the track to move with the Lord. That's where your joy is. That's where your peace is. That's where your identity is, your faith. Your life is in the presence of Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Lord, you are so good. You're so good for being everywhere and for always loving. Thank you for being ready when we decide to receive you or we decide to pay attention, Lord God. Thank you for not falling back or forgetting who we are. Lord, I just ask that you continue to pour out your love on us. if it's possible, pour out extra love on the people who don't know how to love. Lord, I ask that you bring people around us who help us open up, who increase us in our places where we need to increase our trust in you. We want to walk in faith with you, Lord. God, I ask that this week is full of opportunity to give and to receive love. That we walk taller and with joy because of our increase in receiving who we are through your love. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.